Vayter in Shasfer and Daf Lamed, picking it up on Chav Tesema Beis by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up, third to last word, Itmar. Continuing on from a little bit of yesterday, discussing about the different ways of laning, and then we're going to jump into hardcore, continuing with the Arba Parshios, which is going to take us all the way to Amid Beis on the bottom, Lamed Beis on the bottom, into the to the next Mishnah. Itmar. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Teves, which I know is the Chanukah time, and now it falls out during a weekday, which will always happen that we have Rosh Chodesh falling on Chanukah. Chanukah is Chafei Sivan. It's my birthday, Chafei Sivan. Kislev. Chafei Kislev. Being that it's 8 days, there's never Rosh Chodesh. Now, on Chanukah, every day we read from the Torah, we read from Parshas Naso, we read from the Nesiim that they bring the different Karbanos. On Rosh Chodesh, we read, Rosh Chodesh, you have 4 Elias, we have 3 Elias when it comes to Chanukah, though. So we have Rosh Chodesh, Tevis, Chalias, Bechol, it falls out on a weekday. What do we do? Amar Yitzchak, Karu Telos of Rosh Chodesh, 3 of the Elias should be Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh, you should read Rosh Chodesh. V'chad Chana b'Chanukah, one of them should be Chanukah. Rav Dimi min Chayfa, he says, Karu Telos of Chanukah, the opposite, 3 Chanukah, v'chad Rosh Chodesh, and one of them is done for Chanukah. Amar of Mani, Kavasidur of Yitzchak and Nafcha Mestaber, it makes more sense to say, like the first one, that you do 3 of Rosh Chodesh and 1 of Chanukah. Why? Your Tadir Vishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodam. When you have something which is Tadir, which is frequent, and something which is Eno for Tadir, something which is not frequent, the one that's more frequent is Kodam. We have Rosh Chodesh happens every month. Chanukah only happens once a year. It makes more sense like Rav Dimi, who says that really you read 3 of Chanukah. And what did he say? 3 of Chanukah and 1 of Rosh Chodesh. How come? Because me, Garam, the Revi Yeshiva, who caused that the 4th Aliyah should be there? The 4th one is there, is Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh, let the Revi be Rosh Chodesh. My Avalah, what's the Alacha? Yosef Amar, Ein Mashkichin Rosh Chodesh. We don't really focus on that of Rosh Chodesh. The more we do of Chanukah, so we go ahead and we do Chanukah, and then we do Rosh Chodesh. The Rabbi Amar the flip. He says, "Emashkicha mechanica." No, we care less about Chanukah. So if we do Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah is the last. The Hilchasa Emashkicha mechanica, Rosh Chodesh Iker, and that's what we do. We read Rosh Chodesh 3 Elias, and then we have Chanukah, and we move on with life. Just pay attention. We have to know the order of the parshos to get it. Well, you don't have to, but it's helpful to understand the next part. We know that we read before around Purim time, when we're going to be having the Arba parshos. We have the parshas of Truma, Titzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pikude. Now the Gemara says, Itmar, Chalios ve'ato Titzaveh. Let's say you have Shkalim, and Shkalim falls out in the parsha of parshas Titzaveh. Remember, in a machlokas yesterday between Rav and Shmuel, what is the parsha of Shkalim that's read? So Rav said that it was as Kabbani Lachmi, then parshas Pinchas, and Shmuel said that it's a parsha of Kisisa. So now we have interesting that Titzaveh is right before Kisisa. So what happens if it falls out that Shkalim is on Titzaveh? So you go ahead and you now what do you do? So Amar Rebbe Yitzchak Nafli says, Karu Shita Me'avata Titzaveh at Kisisa. You read Titzaveh, split it up into 6 different aliyos. The whole parsha into 6, and then until you get to Kisisa. V'chad, and the last one is Mikisisa ad V'osisa, which is the psukim that I read. Those psukim that I read is starting with the words Kisisa until the word V'osisa. That is what he says one should do. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, now hold a door. If you do that, it's not going to be so recognizable because it's just the next parsha. It's normal to be reading Kisisa. How are people going to know about the Machsa Shekel? Beep, turn the page. They say, Amri, people are going to say, Okimahu de kam mokmi hasam. The Balkor just happened to keep reading because the very next parasha is Kisisa. He must have just went into and they wouldn't have thought of the concept of the Machzor Shekel at all. Rashi says, Klomer, Eina Dover Nika Lashem Parshas Shkalim. Elisavi Shalom, it's time of Parshas Vata, the Tzavat Khan that just kept going. El Amar Abaye says, to give a different answer. He says, what do you do? Koshita me Vata Tzavat Vadva Sisa. You start from the Tzavat until Vil Sisa. You count that. You read 6 of them. Vichad Tani Vikari Mikisisa. Ad ve'asisa. So you do is you read straight through from Tetzaveh until finishing off the first part of Kisisa, which you're reading into it. So you read into the Shkalim. Okay, one was like, oh, you just went too far. But then v'chatani v'kari kisisa ad ve'asisa. Then the next person who gets up, he like repeats that what the previous one was said. Rashi says chozer v'shona likros mikisisa ad ve'asisa korin chosas, and then people are going to realize what's going on. In fact, the Gemara mei sevei, we have a brisa chalios parsha hasmuchala. We saw this, Bryce, I mentioned yesterday. We're saying again, let's say you have that a shkalim falls out on a parsha which is next to it. In other words, that the kisisa is a parsha next to it, whether it's right before it or it's right after it. Korinosa, vikofanosa. You read shkalim, and then kofanosa, you kofil it, you double it up, you repeat it. Now, what does that mean? Bishlamala baye nicha. It makes sense according to Abaye. He's the one we just mentioned, that you read the entire tetzaveh, and then what do you do afterwards? You go ahead and you repeat, and you read it into kisisa, and you repeat kisisa. Bishlamala baye nicha. It makes sense to say this. Because you're kofling, you double it up, and over there, that's what Abaye says, to double up. However, elo levitza gnavcha kasha. Because according to him, you just read, you split up tetzaveh into six aliyos, and then you go in the seventh one, you read these kisisa, so there's no kofla. What can you do with the braisa? He's back. Does it even work going to buy? For now, we can understand the case of when, let's say, shkalim falls out before Parshas Kisisa, because then you read into it, and then you double it up by reading it again. But if it happened after that, in other words, it wasn't Kisisa, but actually fell out in Parshas Vayakel, which is the pasuk after Kisisa, so then you never end up doubling it up. So you only had half the statement. So what do you must say? Kofla b'shabbosos. All it means is you end up repeating it in Shabbos. So let's say it falls out the week before Kisisa. So then you read Kisisa, and then the next week you read Kisisa. Right? You read Tetzaveh, and then Kisisa is part of it. And then the next week you read Kisisa again, even though you read it. And if it ends up happening before it, so then you read Parshas Kisisa before it, so then it's Kisisa. Then we read the next week, we end up doubling it up. So Hachanami Kofa b'Shabbosos. So to hear what it means is you double up on Shabbosos. Okay. That was talking about if it fell out before Kisisa or after Kisisa. The question is, what happens if it falls out on Kisisa itself? Chalios b'Kisisa atzma. Let's say this column falls out that it's supposed to be on Kisisa itself. So now what are you going to do? Because you have the parsha of Kisisa itself is supposed to be said. Amar Yisrael Vnachal, he comes, he speaks up, says, Karu Shisa min v'asisa ad vayakel. What you do is that you take the whole parsha of Kisisa. You split it up into six different people until you get to the parsha of Vayakel, and then v'chad kari mikisisa ad v'osisa, and then they go ahead and they read again the stuff which you already read. Sorry, you didn't read. You skipped the beginning part of Kisisa. You go till the end of that part where you skipped a bunch of psukim, and then you start from v'osisa until the end, and then the last person goes and reads from kisisa ad v'osisa. Pretty much, you go out of order, and the person comes to realize, okay, this is from machzor shekel. Mask of lora abaye. Hashta army. You know, people are going to say now. All they're going to say is lima freyu dekari. Oh, the guy must be just reading out of order, and therefore we have no rai over here. They're going to be like, oh, it must have been made a mistake, and therefore he just fixed it. Ella amar abaye. He says different. Kari shita am bayako. Read from the beginning and until you get to Vayakel, split up into six. V'chad tani v'kari mikisisa ad v'asisa. And then at the end, repeat that which you said in the beginning and start from that from kisisa. And then we will know that it's for the machzor shekel. Tani kevaseda abaye. We have a bryce which goes and supports abaye's answer that he just said. Chalios kisisa atma and karnasa v'kofanasa. You read it and you're kofalit. So what's a kofal? Reading, doubling up that which you started with. Okay, now we have the next part of the Mishnah. Chalios b'tzocha Shabbos makdim l'Shabbos she'over. The Mishnah said that, let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week. It's a weekday, it's a Tuesday, it's a Wednesday, it's a Thursday. What do? We go and we bring it back to the previous Shabbos, and then we discuss skipping, etc. So we go and we bring it to the Shabbos, which is before. Itmar, which is for Rosh Chodesh. Itmar, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Chalios b'erev Shabbos. What happens if it falls out on Friday? Oh, fascinating. You're right there. What do? You're at the 1 yard line. Rav Amar Makdimin says, you go back, you bring it back. Shmuel Amar Me'achrin. No, what you do is you leave it until this Shabbos, which is right in front of you. You don't bring it back. You read it till you do it on the next day. Now, Rav Amar Makdimin says, you bring it back to Imkain because if you were to go and push it forward, what's going to end up happening is in Batzilu Yom Shulchanos. We know that the Shulchanos happened 2 weeks after they set up the tables to get people. We discussed this on yesterday's daf, that they set up the tables in order to switch the money for the machzor shekel, the money changers, and that had to be done 2 weeks after Rosh Chodesh. And now what's going to happen is you're going to have less than 2 weeks after Rosh Chodesh that's going to be setting it up. So says the Gemara, Shmuel Amar Ma'achin. Shmuel says, no problem. This is not a problem. You still go and you push it off. And Amar Lecha, he said, Sof Chameisar B'Mali Shapsim Mikla. What's going to end up happening is that the 15th day of the month is also going to end up to be Erev Shabbos. Shulchanos Ol Nafki Adchad B'Shabbah. And they're going to end up waiting anyway. They're also going to push off. We pushed off till the second day, so they're going to push it off also because they're not going to do it on Thursday. On Friday. So they end up doing it on Sunday, so you're going to have the full amount of time. Hilkach Ma'achin, therefore, push it off. But we learned in our Mishnah, Chalios Pesach Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, Makadim L'Shavah, you bring Shkalim to the one that passed, you bring it earlier. Umafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres, then you go and you leave, you're mafsik, you skip over the next Shabbos that comes up, you leave it. My love, feel of Erev Shabbos, so isn't that implying that even if it falls out in Erev Shabbos? So it sounds like Rav, again Shmuel. There's Marlo, Besocha Shabbos Davka, means only Davka during the week, but not something which is Erev Shabbos. Toshima, wa. Let's take a look and see from a Braisa. Ezui Shabbos Rishona, which is the first Shabbos of the Arba Parshas that we're going to be reading. Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Besocha, anything which has Rosh Chodesh Adar falls within it. Vafil Erev Shabbos, and even on Erev Shabbos. My love, is it not so? Now that we see, I feel the Erev Shabbos dumi at the socha. It's just like inside of it. Matocha b'makdima, just like in the middle of the week, you go ahead and you bring it earlier. Af Erev Shabbos b'makdima, so too you bring it earlier on Erev Shabbos also, like Rav. Rav Shmuel says no, ba. Add in the word ba that falls inside of it. V'chein tana d'vei Shmuel ba. So do they added ba within it? Katanoi says the Gemara. By the way, this whole idea of Rav and Shmuel is actually machlokas tanaim. Misargin l'shabbosos. We alternate the shabbosos. Rashi says loshen serugin. Klomer mafsikin l'shabbosos. Ben parsha rishon l'shtia. We go out and we were mafsik between the first parsha and the second parsha, meaning that of Shkalim and that of Zachar. We have an empty parsha in between over here. Hold on, I got a gimel on the scene. What you doing over here, gimel? What are you doing? Oh, Leel. All right. Like when it falls during the weekday, and then we go and bring it earlier. Dim Kane, if so, then Batsri Lu, Yom Elishulchanos, we're going to be lacking days for setting up the money changers. We skip the next Shabbos. Well, Shabbos Shlishis, and then the third one, Korin Zachar, Rizachar, Kadei Shetehei, Smucha Zahachar, Lepurim. So Smucha should be next to Purim. Masakin Shabbos says, Divrei Rabbi Huda Hanasi, Azai Gazakt, Rabbi Huda Hanasi. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Amar, he says, Ein Mitzargan, he says, no, you don't do such a thing, you don't skip. So what do you do? Shkalim and Zachar, they read one after the other. Amar of Shimon ben Elazar, Ein Mitzargan, Omer, Ein Mitzargan, when do I say that you're not Mitzargan? Because Rabbi Shimon Elazar just says, we don't skip. When do I say that? Zosh Chaliyos Erev Shabbos. If it falls out on Erev Shabbos. I was on Chaliyos Besoko Shabbos. It falls out in the middle of the Shabbos. Makdim Vekormi Shabbos Shavra. You bring it earlier, read it in the previous Shabbos. Afa Pi Shu Shvat. Even though you're still in the month of Shvat. There you have it, folks. So the machlokas over here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Elazar. When it falls out on Friday, that we never Rabbi Yehuda to bring it earlier, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that you don't bring it earlier. So it comes out that Shmuel goes like Rav Shimon and Rav goes like Rabbi Yehuda. That is Machlokas Tanoim. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, moving to parts of Zachar. B'shnia Zachar. In the second Shabbos, we read that of Zachar. Itmar. Purim Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos. If Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, it falls out on a Friday. Rav Amar Rav says, Makdimin Parshas Zachar, bring back Parshas Zachar a week earlier, so it ends up being on the 8th of Adar. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin, you push it off. Rav Amar Makdimin, the reason why he says you do it earlier is Kehechid Dilo Tiktom Asiyah LeZachira. So you don't end up having that there's the Asiyah, the doing, before the Zachira, because the Pasuk says that Vayomim Ha'elu Niskarim V'Natsim, they should be mentioned and then done. But if we go ahead and we push off the reading, then it's end up being done before it's mentioned, before it's read. Because Purim is going to be on that day, Erev Shabbos, so we're reading it the next day. So we did something before we actually mentioned it. We're supposed to be mentioned before done, therefore we're bringing it earlier. Now, let's take a look for Shmuel. Shmuel Amri says, Ma'achin, you push it off. Amri Lachai says, Kevin the Ikum Mukafrin, Da'avdi B'chamesar, since there are those of the walled cities, they end up doing it on the 15th, which is the next day, which is the day they're going to be reading it also. Therefore, Asiyo Zechir Ba'adir Dadikas, they're coming at the same time. And therefore, we're not worried, because we have a place where they're coming at the same time. It's not going to be that there's going to be doing before the reading, and we're good to go. Let's see from our Mishnah. It said on the second one we read Zachar. Vaha ki mikla reshiarcha b'Shabbos. However, we know vaha ki mikla reshiarcha b'Shabbos. Let's say Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. Then mikla purim be'erev Shabbos. Purim is going to fall out on erev Shabbos. Vikatani b'Shnia Zachar. But yet it says that in the second one you read Zachar, which sounds to be like what? That's going to be in the 8th of Adar, like Rav says. Amra Papa, no, my Shnia, what does it mean? Shnia, I mean Shnia lehafsaka. The second one from the one that where we took a break, where we took a pause, where we didn't do anything. Rashi says, Klomer, lav areishakai, ela seifakai, teketani chalios besocha Shabbos, magdimim l'sha'avar, mafsikin l'shabbos haba, ve'alokai, and that is going after the avsaka. Ve'amar b'shabbos shalachar avsaka, karin zachor, besoch shavuot zachore, yehi parim. So that's not the case we're talking about, so we have no raya from that. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Pa, Tashima. Ezel Shabbos, what's considered the second Shabbos? Meaning, it says Rashi, Klomer, Shabbos shall Parsha Shnia, Parsha Zachar, Kol Shechal Purim Lios Pesocha, any time that Purim falls out in the middle of the week. Right? So what happens is if you have a Shabbos, which Purim falls out on that week, and you read Zachar right before. Afilu be'erev Shabbos. Even if Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, my love be'erev Shabbos dumya d'socha. So don't we learn from this that Erev Shabbos is similar to the days that are inside of it, meaning during the weekday. Ma tocha makdim, just like if during the week itself we bring it earlier. So to af Erev Shabbos makdim, if it's Erev Shabbos we bring it earlier too, which is basically what Rav said. Amar Shmuel, no ba. We say ba, which means we change the brisa to mean that kol Shabbos sheba, the Purim falls out, even if it falls on Erev Shabbos. V'chein tana d'Rabbi Shmuel ba, like we said before. Zok to Gemara, what about in a case of chalios v'Shabbos atzma, affecting where if it falls out on Shabbos itself? Purim is on Shabbos. When do you read Zachar? Amar Rav Huna says, L'divri ha'kol ein makdim, according to everyone, you don't bring it earlier. For Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman says, adayin hi machlokes. He says, it's still a machlokes that Rav would say that you read it on the weekend before. It's got to be niskarim v'nasim, that it's mentioned first. Only then done. Rashi says, adayin hi machlokes, apazum Rav makdim, kedishis takdim zechira lasiya, Dayaros in the unwalled cities. Itmar Nami, something else backs us up. Amrav Chibar Abba, Amrav Abba, Amrav. Purim Shechalas B'Shabbos, Makdim B'Kar B'Shabbos, Sha'avar Zachar. You bring it earlier. Next one, we said, Bashlishis Paraduma. The third week you read Paraduma. Tanarabanan. Ezoi Shabbos Shlishis. What's considered the third Shabbos? Kol Shesmucha L'Purim Echareha. Anything which follows Purim. That was the Shabbos after Purim. There's a Gemara Itmar, we have a bit of a problem. Rav Chama Bar Chanina Amar, Shabbos Esmucha L'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Shabbos, when do you read Parshas Parah? It's a Shabbos that's close to coming right before Nisan, which means it's going to end up being a Shabbos afterwards, because you have Shabbos, you have Purim, then you have two Shabbosos until you get to Nisan, so we now have an issue. V'lo pligi da ring. Ha de'ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbos. One segment Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, and ha, that old statement that Rav Chama just spoke up, that he says, Rav Chama, Rav Chini Amar, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Nisan is talking about when it falls out on Shabbos. Ha, the Eklub Emes of Shabbos, someone's talking about when it falls out during the week. It's like the next part of the Mishnah, Revi'ah, Chodesh Nisan, the fourth one we read, Ha Chodesh Nisan Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. We are going to see some repetition over here, but here we go. Tana Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechaleos B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. Karin Kisisa, you read Kisisa, which is Shkalim. Maftirin B'Yoyada, and you maftir is Yoyada, which is a similar Inyan. Ve'ezu hi Shabbos Rishona, what's considered Shabbos Rishona? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar, Leos B'Socha, anything which Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in that week, in the week following it. V'afilu be'erev Shabbos, even if it falls on Erev Shabbos. Bashnia Zachar, and the second time we do the Zachar, Maftirim Pokadati, and we read the Haftarah of Pokadati, which is the story of Shaul HaMelech going against Amalek. V'ezu Yishabbos, what's called Shabbos Shnia? Kol Shechal Purim Lios B'socha, anything when you have Purim that falls in it. V'afilu be'erev Shabbos, even if it falls out on Erev Shabbos. Bashlish is the third week, we read Paraduma, Maftirin V'zarakte Aleichem, you read the Haftar of V'zarakte Aleichem, it's talking about that again, of like the Paraduma stuff, talking about the times of Yechezkel, talking about the times of Mashiach, they're going to sprinkle stuff on us. Ve'ezvi Shabbos Shlishi is what's considered the third. Kos Smucha L'Purim Echareah, whichever follows Purim, right after. And the Shabbos after Purim. Baravias Echodesh Hazel Lechem, what is the Echodesh Hazel? The fourth one, Maftirin, Ko'amar Hashem Elokim, Barishon Me'echad L'Chodesh, which also in Yechezkel, talks about similar ideas. Beep, turn the page. Lamed Amud Beis. Vezi Shabbos of Yisrael. What's considered the fourth week? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Anytime we have Rosh Chodesh Nisan that falls in it. Va'afil Erev Shabbos, even if it falls on Erev Shabbos, I implore every one of you to sit down and go through this entire delicious Rashi. Moving on to the next part of Mishnah, Chamishis, Chozen, Kisidron. The fifth one, you go back to normal. Now, what does it mean, regular order? Seder Mai, what order are we referencing here that we go back to the normal order? If Ami Amar L'Seder Parshios, Chozen, you go back to Seder Parshios. Rashi says L'Seder Parshios, halfway down in the law, in the big words, the big lines. L'Seder Parshios, we have big lines, skinny lines, and big lines, it's halfway down there. L'Seder Parshios, Bashabosos halalu, if sikusi the parashios, the lo karuela arba parashios halalu, we don't read any parashios, we just read those parashios. So we just stop reading from the Torah, the normal Torah order, and we go back. Rabbi Yirmi Omer says, what you talking about? Siddur of Torah suchazer. Because I siddur of Torah, so it's because Rashi says, ad hainam aftirin me'in arba parashios halalu shnuyos la'el babraisa. We maftir according to these four things, but we still consider reading, continue reading the regular Torah. Amar Abaye, Kavaseidur of Ami Mistabra. It makes sense to go like Rav Ami said that we stop reading all the regular parashas and we move on to Tana because we learned that Amewewewewishna. Lakol Mavsikin, for everything you stop. We stop for all these things. We basically cut in for all the normal aliyos and readings that we would do, and we do whatever the inyan diyoma is. Now, in this whole shtickle Torah we just brought down at the end, tainus mamados, etc., we know that tainus mamados are weekday shtickle. So bishlam lemandar melaseh depashios uchozer. We go back to seder pashios. You know that we're skipping those things. Hanu dika pasha b'chol. We have a pasha during the week, and we skip and we come back. You go back to the Seder Haftaros. In other words, that we kept the, it's just the Haftaros that got changed, but the parashas are read. Haftar b'chol mi'iko, do we have any Haftaros in the weekday? No such a thing. So therefore, it can't mean that. V'idach, v'ik the Gemara, really? And what about the other one? Meaning Rav Yirmiya, what's he going to say? Ha'kid Isa, hold on a second. Oh, sorry. V'idach, and what's, so how's the Takin going to deal with that issue? The one who says that you actually keep the parashas you used to have Torahs. He says, no, ha'kidisa, v'ha'kidisa. It just depends what circumstance you're dealing with. If there's no Haftorah, then we're talking about the Pasha. And if there is Haftorah, then we're talking about the Haftorah that switched. So therefore, don't bring me a Raya over here. When it's talking about during the week, then it's talking about the Pasha itself. When it's talking about Shabbos, then it's talking about the Haftorahs. U'betanios lama li hafsaka. Why in a fast day do you need to have avsukkah? Why do you have to mess up the normal reading that we would have on a Monday or Thursday or something like that? Instead, take on that of a tainus. Liker mitzafer b'din yom adiyoma. Let's read in the morning that which is the yom adiyoma, what we're supposed to be reading. Uba mincha, when you get to mincha, b'tainus, then read with the tainuses. Messiah leiler avhuna. Take it back for a moment to Rashi. Rashi says that this question is against Rav Yirmiya, because he says that a regular kriya that you have is held off only when you have to. So according to him, what's pshat when it comes to a tainus that we don't read out the regular weekday things? There's no problem with it. You could do both of them. So look at mitzafa binyan diyoma, but mincha v'tainisa, and then read in mincha for the tainus. Misayle Rav Huna, dam Rav Huna, mitzafa kinufia. We can't do that. You know why? Because this backs up the statement to Rav Huna that he says that in the morning they actually would all gather together to do what? Rashi says, Ba'asvim b'nei Adam, both kinu masir. And what's the fast days? When there's no rain going on. The reason why there's no rain is because something's going off over here. Both kinu masir and yish b'yadam avera. Is there some avera we did? V'yichtulu. And stop doing it. Kadesh yiskabal atainis in order that the tainis should be accepted. Lefikach, ein p'nei b'shachas l'kos b'tara. There's no time in the morning to go read from the Torah. So it's not a kash anymore. And on Rav Yirmiya, as per why you wouldn't be able to do both. And the taka does get pushed off because there's only one time to be laying, and that's in the afternoon, because in the morning they're busy doing chesed and nefesh. Frek the Gemara, Hechav Dinim, what taka would they do on these fast days? How did they set this up? That what they would do is as follows. Amar Abaye. He says, Mitzafer lepalya diyoma, from the morning until midday. What they would do is ma'ayin b'mili damasa. They would be ma'ayin into their actions. Rashi says, Bod kim as imtia aver biyadim. They would check if they have an aver in their hands. Me palga diom lepanya riva diyoma, from the middle of the day until the middle afternoon, which is a quarter of the day, what they would do is Karina and Maftiri, they would read from the Torah and they would go and they would do Haftorah and Maftir. Revia Dioma Boy Rachmi, and then a quarter day they would go and they daven for mercy, they would pray. Shenemar is a pasuk says, Vayikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeihem, Revias Hayoma, Revias Misfadim Mishtachim. And they read from the Torah Hashem that Elokim, Elokeihem, that they would one quarter of the day, and then another quarter of the day, and they would go ahead and they would be misvada, do vidoy, or mushtachv, and then bow down in front of Hashem. And period. Says the Gemara, ve'efachana, who says maybe it's really the opposite. Maybe actually it was in the first half, not at the second half. Looks like a diet, you wouldn't have thought. Because the pasuk says in Ezra, ve'elai ye'asfu kol chared b'divrei Elokei Yisrael, amal ha'golav and Yosef m'shomem ad l'minchas ha'arev. And around me gathered all who came quick to the words of Hashem, the Shem of Israel, b'nei Yisrael, that about the avera of the galus, while I sat in shock until the afternoon carbon. Uksev, and another pasuk says, u'b'minchas ha'arev kamti mitana, see, and in the afternoon I got up from my tinus. And the pasuk ends off, Rashi says, v'sefer tekra, v'efrasa kapai el Hashem, l'alma Lepanya by Rachmi, that it was only later on that they were doing, that they were seeking mercy. That's when they were davening towards the very end of the day. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.